From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our broadcast. I will be asking you to turn to John chapter 4, the verses 19 to 24, in a few moments as we take another look at the conversation between Christ and the sinful woman of Samaria. Please plan to tune into our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be playing another extract from the sermon I am offering free to our listeners at this present time. It's called, When God's Law is Outlawed, What Then? Now, before we turn to John 4, here's a hymn. It's an old-timer indeed. O worship the King. After we enjoy it, be ready to turn in your Bible to John chapter 4 and the verse 19. Will you turn with me now, please, to John chapter 4 and the verses 19 to 24. We're considering once more what is recorded here regarding the Saviour's conversation with the sinful woman of Samaria. Last week we left off our study just at the point where the woman of Samaria acknowledged Christ as a prophet. By so doing, she was indicating that what he had said about her sinfulness was true, and it also indicated that whatever more he was going to say to her, she would receive it as the words of God from the lips of a prophet. Consider what else she said to the Saviour, for her words are full of interest. Notice, first of all, the matter of which religion is correct was of immediate concern to her. Most people are very casual about religion. Whichever religion they were born into will suit them fine, and they never inquire about whether it is the true religion or not. But this does matter to someone who has been aroused by the Spirit of God to be concerned about their soul. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship, says the woman unto Christ. Verse 20. This woman has asked the right person about which religion is the correct one. She has asked Christ. He is the supreme authority on all matters, especially those related to our worship of God. She was not content with the opinions of our forefathers. Our fathers worshipped, but what do you say? Seems to be the question of the woman. She wanted Christ's opinion. May I ask you today, is your religion the religion that Christ and his word sanctions? This is not an offensive question. Rather, it's a very important question. For our religion will one day be tested and judged by Christ. It's best, therefore, that we now ask his view and ask his opinion and seek his mind and will. It's not enough to have the authority of the custom of our forefathers as the basis of our hope for eternity. We must be sure that the foundation of our faith is the Word of God alone. The Saviour's response to this question was long and detailed. He speaks of the approach of a day when true worship would no longer be linked to one particular sight. He was speaking of the order of things in this gospel age. The old Jewish order of worship has passed away, and a new order has been instituted by the Lord. He says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew 18 and the verse 20. The first gospel meeting in Europe took place in the open air by the bank of a river near the city of Philippi in Greece. You can read about that in Acts chapter 16 and the verse 13. Men today often look to cathedrals and church buildings as the only place where God may be worshipped. That is wrong. It is not the building that attracts the presence of God, but the people gathered there. Those that gather in the name of Christ, that is, under his authority, gathering with a purpose to exalt his honor and glory and his name, for the promoting and upholding of the gospel message associated with his name, that people Christ will gather with. Where these things happen, gathered in the name of Christ, seeking the honor and glory of Christ, the preaching of the gospel of Christ, there undoubtedly will be the presence of the Savior amongst such a people, whether they gather in a field or a barn, in a tent or a hall, a palace or a pauper's dwelling. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus, in these verses 19 to 24, condemns that form of worship that is contrary to the Holy Scriptures. "Ye worship, ye know not what." We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Verse 22. I have to say that in today's politically correct world, that statement by the Savior would be condemned as sectarian and bigoted. But who is it who has any fear of God is going to say that Christ is a bigot? That being so, let us learn that many, like this woman, worship what they know not. They need to be told so, if they are to be saved. Again, the Saviour indicates the nature of true worship. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 23. God is seeking for sinners, but not just amongst the Jews, but amongst all men, the worship that he would have men offer is determined by the nature of God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse 24. Let Ireland heed this word. It is not the words of our mouth, the motions of our hands, the bowing of our knees that constitute true worship that is acceptable to God. Remember the words of Isaiah the prophet. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honour me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Isaiah 29, verse 13. Is this not the religion of many today? They have the name of God on their lips, but their heart is far from him. The Saviour was speaking very plainly indeed to this woman, was he not? What was the result of such plainness? Was the woman put off? Did she turn away in a rage? Was she offended? No. Listen to the words of the next two verses. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Verses 25 and 26. What Christ had said to her was necessary in order to prepare her heart and mind for that ultimate revelation of truth. I that speak unto thee am he. Not until you have faced up to the emptiness of mere man-made religion will there be given unto any one of us a revelation of Christ. Oh, heed these words today. Please join me next week as we look more closely at what is contained in the verses 25 and 26. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with me again. Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.